Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Okay. We have some breaking news.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great news. Answer to prayer. Looks like CBN is reporting that Miriam Abraham is being released from jail.
Praise God.
Wow. It's just coming out. Breaking news. Wow. And that's all we know right now, but it's just been released. It's answer to prayer.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
That was quick.
No, she is the one. Miriam is the one.
Probably that's not quick for her.
No.
In Sudan that was pregnant, arrested, because her family, who were Muslims, turned her in for being a Christian. And they said, we're going to beat you 100 times and hang you by the neck.
Yeah.
And she had to, after she has this child, and so she had to deliver this baby in chains on the floor and of a jail cell, mm-hmm. a crowded jail cell. And it was like it was amazing. Nobody was coming to her rescue. And these children are American children. And her husband's American, and which means he would be an American. And this is huge news. As a matter of fact, I think this morning, you know, when in my abiding time, that I was just laying that all down at the cross and saying, dear Lord, the persecuted church, you know, is just, you know, it's amazing how much the church is being persecuted right now. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for Miriam Abraham. Yeah. Just even today, we launched the prayer today of the persecuted church, and in that prayer, and if you want this prayer, you can write to the persecuted church, write to email address persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. We'll get it to you. But it says very specifically that, you know, God, that you would send angels like you sent to Peter, and you would begin to cause the release of these persecuted church. Wow. And looky there.
Man.
Isn't God good?
Beautiful.
That's great.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Lord, we just ask you for Pastor Saeed. We ask you for the Christians in northern Iraq. We ask you for the three teenagers in West Bank. And that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm a little just moved right now, just seeing what God's doing. More details obviously will be coming out. That's breaking news. I want to just tell you why we're so moved about the release of Miriam Abraham from the Sudanese woman who's married to an American man who has two children, one born in that captivity, who was threatened with being beat, whipped 100 times, and hung by the neck because she refused to deny her faith in Jesus Christ, is because the Lord laid on her heart that we need to begin to pray for the persecuted church. We need to be involved with her. That's us. And we need to pray. And so God laid on her heart, you need to begin to fast and pray. And so many things are being said about hopelessness that, you know, it's over. And it's not over until God says it's over. What he wants us to do is turn to him. That's all he wants, is to turn to him. And so then the first day of a community of prayer that began to fast and pray for the persecuted church that they would be released, God moves in Sudan.
Yeah.
And Miriam Abraham, while we're on the air, mind you, while we're on the air, she gets released. That's God. God, this is what I believe God wants you to know. What we just experienced, you can experience. Prayer works. It's time for you to rethink your whole life and say, you know what? I've been involving everybody, money, things, education, stuff, relationships, but I got to involve God in this thing. I got to begin to pray for this nation. I got to pray for the church. I got to get involved. I got to read God's word. You know, it's time to understand that it's God's world. He's in control of it, and he can do anything he wants to. If he sent angels to shake the jail so hard when Peter was in it that the gates flew open, he can do anything. Mm-hmm. He can shake down wrong governments. He can shake them down. Even if a wrong government's shaking you down, understand that God could shake that government down that's trying to oppress a people. And this is all that convergence, what I'm telling you about. You know, when God says, do this, we get involved in it and we do it in the first day of a journey of prayer and fasting. Then all of a sudden, with a specific reason for the persecuted church, in other words, prayer not about you, prayer about others that are being persecuted and suffering great loss, God frees up Miriam Abraham as we're on the air. And so it's just so exciting. We thank you, God, for that, for answering prayer. We pray for the persecuted church at large. Like I said, if you want that prayer, you can write to persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. The email is persecutedchurch@vfntv.com. or go to VFNTV.com and contact us, and you can request it there. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.